Romans chapter 2. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 4. I must first stand by faith under the light of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 24. Indeed, you are called a Jew, and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. Beloved saints, the Apostle Paul has unfolded an argument revealing the sins of all mankind one by one from Romans chapter 2, verse 1 to 16. He has sequentially exposed the hypocrisy of religious people who judge others, the stubbornness that despises God's goodness, the justice that repays according to deeds, the vain pride of those who only hear the law but fail to practice it, and even the secret sins that conscience cannot cover up. And now, Paul goes one step deeper and more clearly points out the target of his rebuke. Those who have a legalistic faith are sinners. Indeed, you are called a Jew, and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. The core of this paragraph lies in the three expressions, rest on, make your boast, and are confident. The Jews relied on the fact that they were the only nation to whom God gave the law through Moses. They boasted in the fact that they served God, the creator of all things, as their own God. As a result, the Jews believed themselves to be spiritual teachers who teach other nations. God actually gave the law to the Jews, made a covenant with them, and intended to shine light to all nations through them. Then what was the problem? The problem lay in how they accepted and used that fact. It said, a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes. Romans chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. It reveals how highly the Jews regarded themselves. The privilege given by God was filled with a sense of superiority toward other nations in their hearts and became corrupted. What was the law originally? The law was to reflect one's own sins and make one realize that they are a sinner. It was a mirror to make one kneel before the Savior. However, they did not look at themselves with the mirror of the law, but began to only uncover the sins of others. It was the appearance of a person called by the law not actually standing under the light of the gospel themselves. This is a truly fearful spiritual illusion. It is because they are those who, even with the mirror of the law, do not reflect on themselves, and thus rebuke only the darkness of others without seeing the darkness within themselves. The more one receives from the Lord, the greater the responsibility. This text becomes a mirror that makes today's religious people deeply reflect on themselves as well. Let us say one knows the Bible well and is in a position to teach others because their title has become high. However, if they themselves actually cannot depart from sin, what meaning do all that knowledge and title have for that person? It does not become a boast that justifies them, but rather becomes the basis for greater responsibility and rebuke. Here, there is something we must clearly know. Before God, the qualification of a true teacher does not come from a degree or career. How much one has memorized the law or how long one has taught in the synagogue does not save a person from sin. The qualification of a true teacher of faith comes from only one place. It is only in the Lord who became our Savior by having our sins of the world transferred to Him through the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, hanging on the cross to shed blood and resurrecting from death. Think about it. How can a person whose sins in their own heart have not been resolved teach others the way of washing away sins? It means, how can a person who has never stood under the Word of God lead a sinner into the gospel of salvation given by God? Teachings that do not know the gospel of the water and the Spirit are ultimately like a blind person leading a blind person. No matter how diligently they lead, both the one leading and the one following will go down the wrong path together. Therefore, before we stand in the position of teaching, we must first ask, it is whether I have become a person who has received the obliteration of sins under the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It is whether the gospel word of the water and the Spirit has ever resolved all my sins at once. Such faith comes first. Salvation cannot appear in life through the word of the law. The Apostle Paul does not stop here. Now he reveals their hypocrisy one by one alongside the pride of the Jews. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. Romans chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. These questions are not simply questions thrown to hear an answer. Rather, they are rebukes that make one unable to avoid their own contradictions. The person who teaches not to steal is stealing, and the person who cries out not to commit adultery is committing adultery. They are those who teach the law with their mouths, but are breaking that law in their actual lives. So who could say they are righteous before this rebuke? In particular, we must pay attention to one expression. It is the word, "You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?" Here, temples refers to the idol temples of the Gentiles. It points out the contradiction of a person who taught to abhor idols so much, actually coveting and stealing the things of that idol temple. The duality of crying out for holiness with the mouth, while coveting the wealth and glory of the Gentiles deep in the heart, is revealed exactly as it is. Therefore, the word, "You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law?" becomes the decisive remark. The more one boasts in the law, what happens? The act of breaking that law results in defiling even the name of God. If a person who does not know the law commits a sin, it can end with that person's own shame. However, if a person who claims to be God's people and boasted in the law commits a sin, even the name of God whom he said he served is defiled together. The greater the responsibility to teach, the greater the accountability also becomes. This quotation, "The name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you," repeatedly confirms the fact that a person who claims to be God's people can rather defile the name of God. This is a truly fearful word. It is because the person who prided himself on knowing God best had actually become the person causing the name of God to be blasphemed before the Gentiles. The hypocrisy exposed by this text accurately reveals the essential limitation of a religion without the removal of sins. The more a person who has not received the obliteration of sins teaches the law, the more that person's life is revealed as a greater hypocrisy. The more that person cries out the law, the more the name of God is blasphemed because of that person. The greater the responsibility to teach, the greater the risk of defiling the name of God becomes. This is exactly the unavoidable tragedy of a person who stands in the position of religious teaching without having received the removal of sins. Then what must be done to escape from this tragedy? There is only one way. It is for the heart to be cleansed by the gospel of the water and the Spirit, that Jesus took on the sins of all mankind at once through the baptism he received from John the Baptist, and completely bore the price of those sins on the cross. Only a person whose heart has been washed by the gospel of the water and the Spirit can finally give glory to the name of God. A person whose sins of the heart remain as they are can rather dishonor the name of God, no matter how much they cry out for holiness. However, the gospel preached by a person who has received the obliteration of sins exalts the name of God and leads souls who are in darkness to the true light. What to boast of is not the law, but the gospel of the water and the Spirit that saved me from sin. Beloved saints, the word from Romans chapter 2, verses 17 to 24 clearly asks us one thing. What am I resting on? What am I boasting in? And what am I confident in? The Jews relied on the law, boasted in the fact that they knew God, and believed themselves to be teachers who teach others. However, all of that did not justify them. Rather, the more they received and the greater their boast, their sin of breaking the law returned as a greater rebuke. What are we to rely on? It is not how much we know the law. What are we to boast in? It is not our career or title of faith. The only thing we must truly rely on and boast in is the Lord who became the Savior of sinners by taking on the sins of the world through the baptism Jesus received from John, being crucified to shed his precious blood and resurrecting from death. A person who has received this gospel of the water and the Spirit in their heart no longer holds up a mirror and reflects only the faces of others. He himself stands first before the mirror of the law, sees how great his own sins were, and knows how his sins were completely washed away. Therefore, his teaching contains gratitude, not a sense of superiority, and through his lips, the name of God is not blasphemed, but rather exalted. Only a person who himself first believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit before shining the light of the law on others can truly become one who is saved from his own sins. Therefore, beloved saints, let us all turn away from the old place of boasting in the law and religious pride. Receive the gospel of the water and the Spirit that washed me in our hearts, and live as people who stand first under the light of the gospel. Thus, I desire that through our lives, the name of God will not be blasphemed, but receive glory. I also desire that you live as true workers of the gospel, who turn souls in darkness back into the true gospel of salvation wherever we go. Hallelujah.